Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Purposeful Tuesday. It is Tuesday morning, May the 21st, and may God be a blessing to us all. I want to call to your attention the following scripture. It's coming from Esther. Chapter 4, verse 14. I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. You can read from whatever version you would like. It says, if you don't speak up now, you will somehow get help, but you and your family will be killed. It could be that you were made queen for a time like this. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word, and may it reach deep down into your spirit today. Purposeful Tuesday. That is the title for the reflection of this morning. Tuesday is a day of purpose, so begin to work your purpose today. Discover what that is. Use it to keep yours and others' lights on. It may be just to water another's grass so God can do the growth in the yard. Amen. See, God has a plan for your life. Yes, he does. There are times when God will ask you to do things that are difficult. Can God accomplish his plans without you? Yes, he can. But he asks you to participate in his plans because it strengthens your faith. As we see in Romans 8:28, it reminds us that we may face uncertainty, we may face failure, we may even face fear and suffering as we try to fulfill God's plans for our lives. But God is with us every step of the way. He is working all things for the good of those who love him. Amen. Don't you love God? See, on this third day of our creative week, let your creative voice speak up and know when to shut it down. Because everyone and everything doesn't accept us. Jesus himself says, shake the dust. When working with our creative voice, then you've got to know when to let the swagger in and when to keep it quiet. Amen. Perhaps you are silent about staying true to protagonists, not hurting and getting to his Sabbath rest, because it's really you who have the overcoat on, because your desires make you give in to your immoral ways, your filthy thoughts, your shameful deeds. This workshop, you worship idols. You practice witchcraft. You hate on others. You're hard to get along with. You're jealous all the time. You're angry all the time. And you're selfish all the time. You argue and cause trouble all the time. And on top of that, you are envious. You get drunk on your own inner spirit stuff. And the company you keep is dark. And you do other evil things as well. I told you before, and I'm telling you again, no one who does these kind of things will share in the blessings of God's kingdom. Spot none. Because birds of a feather, they do flock together. Amen? Well, God has given you a voice. He does not want you to waste it. That is a gift from the Lord. Stop trying to shut down other people's voice. Stop trying to blow out their candle because you don't like them. Our voice and creativity can have a connection that can help us to understand the strength of our voice and develop meaning in our voice. Creativity helps us to develop an alternative identity, which can change how we view ourselves, thus lengthening our oratory skill set and spiritual gift development. For me, as a public minister, my call's purpose is just to plant and to water, being a field worker to move thousands to repentance. My oratory's purpose is for this. We use our voices in many ways. We use them to share the gospel. We use them to shape other people's understanding of issues we're passionate about. With our voices, we champion causes. We comfort the suffering. We encourage. We respond. We embolden. We warn. We inspire. We teach. We point people to Christ. Amen. We use our voice with intentionality and wisdom, not just to add to the noise. Not only do we want to add value to the conversation, we want to start new conversations. Why be the same old dry every day? Inspire for different and allow different to sit at the table. You might learn something. We want people to know and worship the Almighty God. We use our voices to this end. Come together instead of segregating. Our enemy is happy to convince us of our own awesomeness, and we are all too ready to believe him. Just know that your voice is a gift. See, in the beginning, we feel purpose and we feel excitement. And then after the honeymoon is all over, we are working something we didn't want to read. Not fun. We're going to put work at places we cannot stand. Not engaging. It's not a drab. It's now a drab. And it is dry as toast. Dry as toast. So are we. Instead of color, it's now just gray tones across the board. See, everyone and everything in life has purpose. The issue arises when we think we lost our way. We think we could never begin again. Or maybe we just don't know. Because some people really don't know their purpose. And they could be 50 plus years old, living half a century, and still don't know their purpose. And without it, it seems like you lead a pretty meaningless life. At the end of achieving my milestones, I remember finding myself in existential bouts, trying to figure out exactly what my purpose was at that time. Purpose is a stable and generalized intention to accomplish something meaningful to the self and consequential to the world. That is by Dr. Bill Damon, director of Stanford Center of Adolescence. Purpose is enriched with a need, a problem we care about, and/or strengths and natural gifts and with strength. What we love to do and our interests. Our purpose is right in the midst. When that is taken away, we go into a system loss. Losses come from death of any kind. Ending of a romantic relationship, the illusion of a relationship that is really just a friend, but you have made it something totally different. Losses also with commencement of something achieved, you now have to take your wings and fly higher. Maybe it's retirement. You've been doing a job for 30 years or 30 plus years. Now it's time to go on to onward to other things. So now what is your purpose? Maybe you were married and now you find yourself in divorce court. So now you've been attached to the other person and no longer there. Maybe they've died. So now what is your purpose? Maybe that person was sick and you took care of them. They've gone on to the eternal home. So now what is your purpose? Add to that something we can get paid for what we basically hit the jackpot. All of that is gone. So what's your purpose? Something to think about. So I want you to rise today. Do not create it. Be about it. Let it be loose in your spirit so you can create it. Find your unique way of communicating. Stop being like other people. Just be the unique you. Be flexible. What we have to offer and what we present of ourselves at different times, sometimes day to day, hour to hour, your voice should reflect that. God wants you to get out of being rigid. What works with one audience may not work with another. You may get applauses from one audience, and then you may just hear crickets with another. It's all good because we can find strength in the struggle. Give voice and hope in the struggle so you can find your purpose. Let's find appropriate ways to express our work to each other's different audiences. Let's know our audience. Let's know our work and find a voice flexible enough to speak to both. One last thing I want to tell you, we are responsible for using the gifts that God gives us, or we let them go away to somebody else. Remember the parable of the talents that we find in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 through 30. In the English word, it says talent, meaning special ability. It derives from this parable. The master gave his three servants talents, which he expected them to all to use. Two servants invested their talents to gain more, and the master was very pleased. But the third talent, or the third servant, out of fear or laziness, or jealousy, refused to do anything with his talent, and he suffered the displeasure of his master. In other words, he sat down on his. He was okay getting the talent, but then he sat down on it. The master took his talent away from him and gave it to the other two servants who were using their talents. Your voice is a gift given to you by God. So I ask you a question. Are you using it today? Whatever the talent is that God has given you, are you using it today? Or are you sitting down on what God has given you to use up to others? Use your voice to benefit others. That's why you have a voice. Why be quiet? I know they tell women to be quiet in the church, but God gave you a voice. Use your voice. There's life and death in your voice. Are you giving life or are you giving death? And if you're not using your voice, you're definitely not giving life. Well, God has given us this gift of voice, and we must use this gift to build up the church. Your voice, while helpful, is specific to you. He gives you the credibility to speak into issues based on what he's taught you and what he's exposed to you. He showed us things for a purpose. Are you being a good steward of what he's shown you, or that you just want to play king or queen and let somebody come and serve you, and they're pouring into you to serve you, but you're not really giving them anything? You're always begging and pulling from them the little bit that they have. I'm here to tell you today, in closing, don't worry about the antagonist. After all, God gives the growth through redemption, restoration, restitution, resolution, and reconciliation. Think about Apostle Paul, who was once Saul, the Christian killer who turned saving souls for Christ. Now teaching and preaching on the fruits of the Spirit, and he knows because he was one of them, the damaging works of the flesh that we find in the book of Galatians. We know that God transforms rebels into adopted sons and daughters. Martin Luther said, "We are all mere beggars telling others beggars where to find bread. With your voice, show others where to find the bread." Let me say it again. With your voice, show others where to find the bread. Don't hold the bread. Show others where to find the bread. Use your voice to tell the world about your Father. As good as this is, if we only use our gifts to help others, we fall short of God's ultimate plan and purpose for our lives. When you hold back and you're stingy, you're hurting only yourself. Because God asked you to do something and you chose not to. You're designed for a purpose, but you held back. So another one of God's people, his children, can't survive. How awful is that? Just know that your voice is powerful. There's life and death in your voice. It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. Just one word, one gesture, one spirit from you can either be uplifting or it can be a spiral down for someone. Use your voice to glorify God today. And you matter. You have purpose. You won't feel good, or it won't feel good while you're going through it, to help others as well as yourself, because you're working against resistance and often in the dark to pull out of the ditches, to help bring into the light. And that caregiving that I'm talking about on this is tough work. But God has you designed and strengthened for a time such as this. Your voice, again, I say your voice is powerful. It can be used for good and it can be used for evil. And I humbly encourage you today to think intentionally about how you will use your voice and your creativity today. Be strategic with it today. God has given you this gift. Be a good steward with this gift by building up God's people, the church, and bringing out glory to the Father. Again, don't waste it. Today is Super Tuesday, Purposeful Tuesday. And until next time, to God be the glory. Ogunifa Olawa, Amadi Larabi, Selah.